Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now you're listening to Wrestling News That Matters, from people you want to hear it from, deep from within the confines of the internet, covering WWE like no one else, and covering TNA because no one else will. You are listening to the best in the world, Ring Rust Radio!
Another episode of Ring Rest Radio, the best goddamn wrestling radio show on speaker on the internet in the whole goddamn universe, folks. I was told last week that somebody missed the yelling. Well, it's back, baby!
Nobody said that.
It's back, baby!
We're sorry, we tried to get him to stay away.
And we're back! I'm your host of the most, Donald Wood, looking fine and feeling fine now with a week off. The first week off I've taken in years, I think.
He's
and
like I'm a feeling... raccoon. You try to spray shit on the garbage can, so he'll stay away, but he still shows up.
I'm feeling good, folks. Mike here, Brandon Galvin. I know you missed me last week.
By the way, you've taken so many fucking days off, I can't even count them.
The fans were clamoring. Where's Donnie? Where's Donnie? I heard the chants. I heard your yells out there.
These are
there.
The voices in your head.
I heard you yelling, and now I'm back, baby.
You started to crack during your intro because you knew it was so ridiculous. That all sucked, real. By the way. That wasn't pleasant for my ears.
Yes, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Last week was so pleasant. Oh, it was just so peaceful and calm last week with just me and Mike.
We had a great show.
Mike's intro was just so soothing, and
well,
I was like, I'm happy to be here.
The big dick is back, and he's ready to swing.
It was a
baby.
Very special episode of Ring Rust Radio. I was on caffeine pills.
Yeah, you were. When you come to Philadelphia, are you going to do edibles with me?
No, probably not.
Why not? Dude, you said you wouldn't smoke, which is great. Just do edibles. I'm not either, but we got to make Mike take one that's really powerful. We tell him it's not so powerful.
It's a horrible idea.
And then we just let him kind of fucking, we just let him loose. I just kick him out of the car in Southwest Philly and just see how he fares.
You won't even go there, so what are you talking about?
Brother, I'm raised on these streets. I'm as real as the streets I come from. Brandon Gaffin, we got to schedule.
So the thing with edibles, though, is that it's difficult to control that, whereas if you're smoking like a blunt, it's easier to control.
I hate edibles, if I'm very honest with you.
So there you go.
I hate edibles. That's why I want Mike to do it.
Yeah, so leave me the fuck alone.
No. Right.
Hey, kids, don't give in to peer pressure, but listen
just,
to Ring Rust Radio.
I'm a role model. Don't be a pussy, just smoke the weed.
Listen to Ring Rust Radio, though. That's the only advice that you need. Tonight, we're going to review Raw and SmackDown. We have a little bit of preview for NXT Deadline. We have Dirt Sheet Busters. That's what Mike Chiara brings us. All the lies and rumors going around pro wrestling. Tells you why Dave Meltzer is fucking dumb. We have This Week in All Elite. We're going to touch on Final Battle, right, Donnie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope it's legitimately the Final Battle this time. Got to be honest.
They're going to announce a TV deal at the show. Watch it.
Okay.
Scoop.
Don't think anybody wants that, to be honest with you.
We have Ring Rest
Tony
Retro.
Does.
I doubt we have a Ring Rest Retro, but we have fan emails, and they are loaded this week. Let me tell you.
Is that true?
And so much more. I mean, I put a lot of work into my email.
Oh, me too. Me too. Me too. Mike?
I actually did.
You didn't?
I said I actually did.
Me too.
I think you said didn't.
Absolutely.
No,
I did.
Said actually. So
I did as well.
In contrast
100.
To Donald Wooten, put no work into his, I actually did.
You're such a coward to say. You have no proof of that, dude. Receipts or didn't happen.
The receipts will come soon. They're printing as we speak.
Okay. How about, you want to talk words or what?
Sure. Do you feel bad for myself and Brandon Galvin for having to fucking deal with this every single week except for the half the time when he decides not to show up? Well, you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. You can interact with us on Twitter at Ringrust Radio. You can email us, be part of the show, sent to ringrustradio@yahoo.com. Also, buy our merchandise, prowrestlingtees.com/ringrustradio. So many great t-shirts, including Cut Your Dick! That's what we did last week. We cut the dick out of our lives, but he's back, unfortunately. But get so many great t-shirts. I would order them now if you want to have any fucking hope in the world.
I think it's disgusting how you talk about William Regal.
What he just burst into the fucking mic.
What did we say about William Regal?
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Cut the dick, and now he's back. And you're talking about William Regal, I guess.
I wish we could have fucking William Regal on the show. Tell you what.
I would have great rapport with him, just like I did Paul Heyman.
Yeah, he would hate you just like Paul Heyman. Buy our shirts, please. Get them for your family.
Hey, you like lizards? We'd have a great conversation.
Support us at patreon.com/ringrustradio. You can hear ad-free episodes, sign up for fantasy drafts and brackets, make us watch wrestling-related movies and pay-per-views, and so much more.
Ah! All right, let's talk. Let's go to WWE section.
What the fuck was that?
It's unbelievable.
Guys, time to talk WWE. Yeah, BJ, looking at your schedule down here, why'd you write Barry Windham dead? Question mark.
I didn't write that.
Then how to get that. There? It says WWE section. Barry Windham dead? Question mark.
You wrote that. It's not
that's
my
so.
Font.
That's
you
so
know what I really think? Font. You know what I think? You know what I think? I think you put it there because you're tired of being bullied. Every time you forget that someone passed away, that you're like, I'm just going to double check right before the show.
I don't think about that at all.
You what?
I don't think about that at all.
You should, because it's honestly disgusting.
For people wondering, if you don't know, Barry Windham unfortunately suffered a heart attack, and at last I heard he was in the ICU in the hospital, so we're wishing Barry Windham a speedy recovery. Obviously.
I'm wishing a very speedy recovery. Apparently someone's wishing he was dead. I'm not sure here.
Legendary Four Horsemen member, former NWA
Superplex,
champion.
the king of the Superplex. When he retired, he was the king of the Superplex.
Meltz tweeted that at the time he retired, he was one of the best ever.
Comma.
Yeah, but now he's not, I guess.
No, absolutely. That'd be very stupid. It's like saying Barry Bonds retired the home run king. He was, but now he ain't.
He was and still is.
Nah, not in my book. steroid having a piece of shit.
Like,
is your book missing some pages?
Yeah, because they were all juiced up. They
He's got it upside down.
Juice them up. Although I will say this, and this may be controversial, I believe that every team should have one player who's led the juice per season. Just my opinion. I just think it would add a little oomph to the game, a little more frazzle dazzle to the game.
Razzmatazz.
I mean? I'd like a Rico Bronya type, making him from a fucking average player into an all star. You know what I mean?
He never was an all star. He was always an average player. I think you're thinking more like Brady Anderson or something.
No, I said Rico Bronya for a reason.
Okay.
Let's talk about SmackDown, because that was super important this week. Not because things happened, but because Michael went and he took his little ladies with him. And that's super interesting, and I actually want to genuinely hear about that. So please fill me in on your SmackDown trip.
Yeah, so SmackDown was in Buffalo. Took Heather, took her daughter, and it was the little one's first ever wrestling show of any kind.
Does she like wrestling?
She does, so she's not, like, insanely into it, but if we have it on, she'll watch it for a little bit, and then she'll, like, get bored and then go play with her toys or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she really
sounds like the perfect child.
Yeah.
I've had enough of you as well. You can go.
She likes the women's wrestling the most of anything. Like, so if there's, like, a women's match
Who's her fave? Like, who's her faves?
She loves Sasha.
I wonder why.
Because
the propaganda machine's on fucking overdrive in that house.
Here's the thing.
If you like Becky Lynch, you're not coming home for dinner. Do you understand me?
Probably is because she has blue hair or colorful hair. I love Sasha. Heather hates Sasha. Oh. And she usually just goes with whatever Heather likes. So the fact that she likes Sasha has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, right. Cool.
So she likes Sasha. She likes Liv Morgan. I haven't told her that she's mid yet. She'll learn it.
Yeah, she'll realize that. She's like, well, no, I don't even like this girl.
She likes Becky. She likes Bayley. So, but she really enjoys the women's wrestling. Like, last year, because we have her on Saturdays. We don't have her on Sundays. Like, when they started doing more of the WWE pay-per-views on Saturdays, she got to see, like, the Royal Rumble. So she was, like, hyped about that. And, like, anytime she sees, like, more than, like, a few men in the ring, she's like, is this a Royal Rumble? And I'm like, no, that's only once a year. But
that's
so
really
she's,
funny.
Smartened up.
So she gets
she's getting
that.
Smartened up right now. That's what he's doing, dude.
So she was very excited. We went. I spent $900 on her on, like, a shirt. And a,
seriously, it's great. It's fun. Can I ask a quick question? Yeah. Just some insight from a child's perspective. What does she think about Bianca Belair's work rate against someone like, Liv Morgan, who is just not on the same level?
She does love Bianca Belair, though, very much so.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't?
But, yeah, so.
She was in a bikini contest, and I almost fucking lost my shit.
I saw that too, yeah. I saw people were tweeting, like, retweeting, like, Montez Forte and God is good.
Yeah! He ain't wrong.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But I bought her a shirt, bought her the bloodline foam finger, a freaking necklace, all this shit. And she was loving it. Like, she started a Sammy Uso chant.
She's born for this.
I know. She's loving
she's
it.
Born for this. Just but covered in. Did you get her a hand glove?
Where were you sitting?
No, I got her a foam finger.
Foam finger. Mm. So is it just like the them like sticking the one up?
Yeah, it's a blood. It's a red Bloodline one. It mm-hmm. says the Bloodline on it, and it's just like a yeah.
Nice. So where were you sitting?
So we were not on the floor, but we were in the 100 level, just like
oh,
the first
that's perfect.
Risers.
Yeah. The risers are the best seats of a that's, wrestling show.
I agree 100%.
Facing the Tron. So
unless
like,
you're very you. Front row.
I agree.
Like on the floor.
We learned that at the one best. WrestleMania we went to.
Yeah. Yep, it's so true. I was, even yep. though we had better seats than Waka Flocka and fucking Harvey McAllister.
Yeah, it was Wale, buddy.
I think we had better seats than Kevin McAllister and even with Wale.
That is true. Yeah. That's the real story.
Yeah. So, it was a good show overall. She loved it. Like, the main event was fucking awesome. So, mm-hmm. there was something for me to enjoy too. Santos Escobar and Ricochet was a great match.
He was missing Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman showed up. ran around.
Tegan Knox.
Tegan Knox showed up randomly. But the only negative of the night was there was this fucking guy behind me. And Bobby? He kept tapping me on the shoulder every 2 minutes to ask me things and say things. And I've memorized some of the things he said.
Okay, I want to hear. You wouldn't tell me them today, so I'm actually. I actually have a pen and paper.
No, I don't know. I told Heather this after the show. I'm like, why the fuck do people always talk to me? Why are they always gonna bother me?
Because you look unthreatening. You're just like a.
She said. It looks like you just have the answers.
No, that's not it. That's not it. It just looks like you couldn't beat the fuck out of anybody. So everybody's like, okay, I'll just ask him. I'm not threatened by him in the slightest. This nice pear-shaped man will help me on my way if I need directions at a stoplight.
Nobody talks to you because
I'm a menace. I'm a fucking human menace, and they're terrified. Agreed. I'd rather have it my way. You just said you'd rather have it my way.
I would rather not be talked to as well, but because I'm a nice person. Told me, hey, did you know Michael Jacob Friedman's coming over from AEW?
Okay. Did you tell Dave Meltzer to just ease back a little bit? His breath wasn't good?
I had my own personal melts. The dark match before the show was Shinsuke Nakamura and Drew Gulak.
Oh, wow. Honestly, dude, I'm more hyped about that than anything in May Air.
Yeah.
Well.
And he's like, you can tell these two guys came from AEW the way they wrestle. And I just was like, yeah.
Hell yeah. Here, can I tell you something from the bottom of my heart? I'm a little bit angry at you because you didn't get this person's phone number. That way we could have had a little interview with them on the show. Like,
here's
we would
the thing,
love to interview you on the show.
I didn't want to blow the cover because I wanted to discuss this in detail on the show.
Okay.
What else did he say? Oh, he said, Kevin Owens has beaten Roman Reigns for the championship at Royal Rumble. I said,
oh.
I was like, yeah, maybe. He's like, no, it is. I said, okay.
It's definitely not happening.
He said, damn, John Cena's coming back at the Royal Rumble. I
at
said,
the Rumble.
Yeah, maybe. He's like, yeah, he is. I said, maybe.
Are you writing all this shit? Yeah, listen, hold on. Are you writing this shit down? Did you write all this down?
He said, Sasha Banks' contract is expired. I said, maybe. He said, yeah, it is.
Hold on! Are you writing this shit down so when it comes to fruition, we can look back and be like, you were sitting in front of Nostradamus and you didn't even care.
He's like, did Sami Zayn ever submit before? I said, yeah, probably. Probably quite a few times. I don't know exactly when. He's like, I don't think he has.
This dude sounds, he sounds like a wrestling Rain Man. He sounds like a you have this savant right behind you and you're just like mocking him.
There's about 10 people. He's like, does he ever have the title? I'm like, the world title? And I'd have to answer if they had the title or not before.
But he knows everything else.
Pause for it. Yo, shoot time for a second there, cowboy.
This is so confusing.
What? Every time he like, hey, psst,
yeah,
hey,
like,
hey, listen, psst. Hey,
he wasn't even sitting like directly behind me. He was like behind me and to the side a little bit.
Is he alone?
No, he was with his wife apparently.
His very large wife, I assume.
What? I don't know. I don't know how large she was.
I was more concerned
about this guy.
She was, okay, real quick.
So this happened throughout the whole show.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the little girl.
Thank God it wasn't a fucking Raw.
I would have to leave. So little girl's going wild. She's having a great time.
Yeah.
What is wife thinking every time she turns around and you're fucking chatting up fucking Dave Meltzer Jr.?
Yeah, you're flirting with this guy.
You're flirting with this guy.
I never initiated.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
Blech. And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Any conversation.
Certainly didn't stop it either.
Yeah, you didn't stop. You didn't say,
what am I supposed to do?
You should freak out on him like he's your drunk neighbor. Tell him to get the fuck off your property.
I'm trying to be a nice person.
Mike is like George at the movies. Take him outside.
Sure. Maybe I should have done that, but
yeah.
I was really enjoying his insights.
Here's the thing. You went with Heather. You came with Heather, and then you stayed with that guy.
No. We left before the fucking end of show dark match because it sounded like shit, and we could get.
Wait, you left before the end of the show?
No, the dark match.
I like your style, brother. I like it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did you go home and write the list down, or were you writing it down after it was happening in the moment?
Heel trap, brother, all in my head.
Heather was writing it down for divorce papers. She's like, fuck this guy, talking to this idiot. Yeah, not anymore. Not after that fucking stunt you pulled there.
That was my experience. But for the negatives of that guy fucking bothering me, it was cool to see the little one having fun. So it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Wrestling shows are always a really good time. And I always use, and you know what? I will say this. There are two kinds of people at wrestling shows that I genuinely fear. The guy Mike spoke to, which the last time I spoke to that guy, I was at a Van Halen show, and it was me, my wife, this guy, and then his wife. And my wife switched. She's like, let's go get food. She's like, we're switching seats. I was like, okay. So he just kept leaning over to me, and he'd be like, this is Hot for Teacher. I'd be like, yeah, I know. I know the song. Thanks. Right? And then he'd be like, I like Sammy. What was his name? What was the other guy?
Sammy Hagar?
He's like, I like Sammy Hagar more than I like David Lee Roth. I was like, that's a bad opinion. And he's like, this is Hot for Teacher. I was like, are you fucking stupid? What is this? He's like, hold on. And every time a guitar, he's like, listen, the guitar solo's coming. I was like, I know how Eruption works, dude. I fucking have listened
this
to 1984.
He's probably been to like 500 Van Halen concerts.
He had. That's the same guy. He's like, listen. He's like,
dude, you look like a noob.
Dude, I was so mad at that guy, because every time I'm like, dude, this is fucking, oh, I fucking love Panama, dude. It's Jump, dude. And he's like, yo, this is Jump. I'm like, I know it's fucking Jump. It's fucking
just it's like how you said, blue. Just like how it said that Mike looks like he knows all the answers. You look like you have no fucking clue.
I know. Exactly. Well, no, it's just, I think we're just magnets to fucking mutants. I think that's what it is. Mutants.
That was my confusion with the guy that was talking to me, though. Like, he was telling me all this shit. Like, it was a fact. Like, he read, like, Sports Keto or something.
Oh, yeah.
But then he's also asking me a million questions. Like, if you know all these things, why do you not know?
You shook his confidence.
You would think you would know if Shinsuke Nakamura and Drew Gulak were in AEW
in the past three years.
And that they came from AEW to WWE. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah.
I, you know what? I adore that guy. The only guy I truly fear is the guy who will not stop starting chants and stuff that have expletives in them. You're like, dude, come on.
Oh, yeah, if you're around kids and stuff.
You can't, he's like, you can't yell that, dude. And he's like, fuck Bray Wyatt!
You're like, thankfully, dude, he didn't do
stop.
Anything
you're like, please stop yelling at in front of my child. Oh, yeah.
What did you yell at Sam Roberts?
I definitely cursed at him.
Said I respect.
Yeah, I could have sworn that you said, like, fuck Sam Roberts or something like that.
Well, that was when there was, like, nobody in the building, and I knew damn right he could hear me, and he definitely heard me and refused to turn around when he heard it. Because I yelled, like, Sam Roberts, and he turned a little bit, and I said, fuck you, you suck at your job, or something like that. And he was just like, great to see you too, man. Sorry, buddy. And he just turned around.
There was a holy shit chant when they did, like, the big spot in the Santos versus Ricochet match.
Yes.
And we had to tell her, like, that's the one chant you can't do.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. When you're older. When you're older, we'll try one.
Time to grow up.
Time to grow up! okay.
Listen, if you're taking someone to a wrestling show, they're ready for a holy shit chant.
Well, I mean, they're ready.
She's never been to one. I don't think she knew about holy shit.
I will say this. She's
ready to do it.
No. She might be ready to hear it a little bit, but she needs to know that you don't say that one.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
It's a different world.
My parents hear, my children hear curses, but they're not allowed to say them. All right.
Yeah, we have a setup. Like, she'll hear, like, a bad word or something in a song. Just tell her, you just can't say that.
Yeah, Lucia will come up to me and she'll go.
Gets it?
Dad, this song has curses. Can I still listen to it?
One day, you'll be able to say all the fucking swear words you want.
And there's a few you can't say. Let me just jump in and say that ahead of time, though. Do not say a few of these ones. Let's talk about Gunther versus Ricochet. Ricochet beat Santos Escobar. It was Lucha Underground fans all united their hands together like it's Coca-Cola. We brought the world together for a minute.
I love that Santos Escobar, like, tweeted before the show with the
gif.
Yeah.
Or the picture of them from Lucha Underground. Prince so cool. Boom and fucking...
He was doing, like, some of his King Cuerno mannerisms, like, on the dive.
They both did. They both did. I saw some Prince Boom cool. shit from... dude, you know what? Those little subtle callbacks, those are... I look at it like this. I'm not a casual wrestling fan. I'm a hardcore wrestling fan. So when I'm rewarded for that, that really means something to me. And that's in that moment, especially with how much we love.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucha Underground. I adored that. I thought the match was awesome, and you wrote over under 1% chance Ricochet beats Gunther. It's less than one.
Mm-hmm.
It's under.
It's less than one, more than zero.
Mm-hmm.
It's 0.1, and that 0.1 is just based on the, like, Braun involvement, if he, like, fucks up the match or something.
Yeah.
Which I hope does not happen.
I'm more than life itself, I hope to see that.
More than life itself?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would die for you guys just to have that.
For us.
Mike's like, I'll take it.
Yes, I mean,
Mike's like, you know what? That's fine.
I'm gonna have to see the fucker anyways. So.
Yeah, you know, at least I get you dead out of the deal. So yeah, that's great. I'm in. But yeah.
Weird.
Anything else about that? Which is really good. Really good. Not much to say. Really great match, and Ricochet gonna lose unless fucking big bad Braun gets involved.
I'm happy Ricochet won though. I'm glad he's getting somewhat of a push. I was hoping for it all tournament, and I was pretty surprised.
Got a trophy, man.
Yeah, he got a trophy. I mean, but Gunther comes out at the end. It's like, dude, you got no shot.
What was the thing about him fingering his butthole? What was that? Wasn't that a thing? Like, he guys or he liked his butthole finger?
Wasn't there, like, a photo or something?
Mm. I mean, listen. Nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm going to say. Fucking, he's my champion. He's my trophy holder.
Do whatever you want to do to your own body.
Or, yeah, or have someone to do it to your body. As long as everybody's cool.
I think he did it to his own.
I don't remember, dude. Man, you sit on a couple fingers and your mind gets you lost. You know what I mean? Tegan Nox is back. Another week, another return. Someone's not happy about it.
It's just... I mean, listen, Mike and I discussed last week. They need talent. I totally get it. But every week, there's something.
I like it.
I have no problem with bringing these people back, especially these people who were not given a fair shake on the main roster and people who Triple H signed and spent all this time developing and turning into stars of NXT, and then they're ruined. And Tegan Nox is part of that. But I do think, like, pick and choose your spots better. You could have brought her back in a more impactful way instead of just, like, unannounced damage controls on the show in the ring. Unannounced, Liv Morgan comes out to confront them for reasons I don't understand, and then unannounced, Tegan Nox shows up to help her.
Exactly.
Like, build it up in a better way. Like, have her show up during the build to or at War Games or something. Like, something more impactful than just, like, a random SmackDown. It was weird.
No, I like random.
Or the fucking
I like
Rumble
it.
In the month.
No, I like it. I like shit like this, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Keeps the show interesting, man. I like when people come back. I like that. I want it to feel like territories.
I like it too.
I like it when they come back too, but they don't do
anything.
There
needs to be a reason.
There hasn't the same AEW, WWE, same shit. You'll bring someone in, they don't fucking do anything.
I like it there too. I'm sorry. I just like different
stuff. I don't like that.
I heard you yell for the last 2 minutes how you didn't like I got it. I'm saying I do like it.
I didn't yell for 2 minutes.
It was like 2 seconds.
Okay, well it was too many. Mike, anything else about Tegan Nox? Her hair is
I like
different.
Her, I'm glad she's back.
Yeah,
hopefully
she's
they
she's
have something good.
Good
for her.
She's good at wrestling. Hope her knees hold up.
Yeah.
Did Michael Cole, like, go off about it? Because remember, he wanted to bang her for a little while?
Oh,
he was very excited.
He was obsessed with her. Fucking the shiniest wizard and shit.
It's the girl with the shiniest wizard! That was
man,
all amazing.
She came out as gay recently, right? A couple months ago? Maybe a year ago?
Why do you care about this stuff?
I'm just saying, Michael Cole was devastated. He's just like, I can't believe it. He just fucking went to, he was taking selfies of himself all ripped up. He's probably sending them to fucking Tegan Nox, and she's like, not interested.
I don't think he's gonna do that.
Maybe, why not?
He's married.
That means a lot in wrestling to a lot of people.
I mean, to some people it does.
Yeah, it means a lot to me, not to some people though. Bayley versus Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss is being infested by fucking Bray Wyatt. She did the fucking, Bray Wyatt move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she teased the Sister Abigail.
What are we even doing here? Like, this is, I think Bayley wins, but Alexa Bliss, this is her going off the deep end. Alexa Bliss loses.
I don't agree with that.
Alexa Bliss loses, beats the fuck out of Bayley. Mm-mm. Okay, Mike.
first of all, two really good triple threat matches.
I don't have a rebuttal for,
And I think the choices were good, obviously, because Bayley, has history with Bianca, and then Alexa does too, based on teaming with her recently. And you would think that maybe Bayley will win because she's a heel and she'd be going up against Bianca again. But I definitely think Alexa wins because you can better kind of build towards her turn by doing that. And Becky got cost her match, on Raw by damage control. So I think Becky gets involved here, costs Bayley. Then you're building toward a really good non-title women's feud, which we don't get very often. With Bayley and Becky, and then Alexa wins, and she moves on to face Bianca, and that's how you kind of move toward her heel turn.
Mike, that sounds fun. BJ?
Sounds right.
Yeah, I agree. Mike and I were talking last week, like,
no
Bayley
cares about that, though.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Didn't listen.
Everybody cared.
Didn't listen. The good one wasn't there.
That's why I'm recapping for you. But Bailey is kind of like, she's had her chances already, kept losing. I just don't see them going back to that to lose again. So Alexa Bliss is at least something fresh. You could tease a heel turn, or she goes full-blown heel. And they've been setting it up for weeks and weeks with Alexa Bliss, Asuka, and Bianca Belair. Alexa just like always off to the side. She's like nonchalant around them. It's just been weird. So I definitely think that's the route they're going, as Mike said.
Did you see Trinity Fatu with...
Naomi?
With Jade Cargill, right?
With Jade Cargill at the game?
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
she's
dude.
Under contract. I'll ask the guy behind me if she's under contract.
Right? Honestly, I did not, at some point, did not get his number.
At some point, she will make a run-in on Dynamite, Raw, or SmackDown.
That's yeah. for sure.
And then do nothing after that.
And I'm going to be... I'm here for all of that, dude.
I mean, her best bet would be to go back to WWE and maybe get into the Bloodline.
No, the Bloodline's breaking up, so you ain't worry about that.
Boy, breaking up?
Damn right it's breaking up.
It's family.
Sorry, bud. Family dies, man. Although I do love... I love Solo's fucking thumb.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a great fucking
thumbed
thing.
Thumbed him up like Umaga.
Mm-hmm. Umaga does not get enough love.
No.
You're
going to win.
Honestly, I was just thinking of Rosie, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamal. Right? Is that their names were? Okay, I'm cool. We still got it. Seth Rollins with Bobby Lashley, number one contenders match. I feel like we've seen this before.
We haven't seen it in a number one contenders match, but we've seen them wrestle.
Like a thousand times, right?
Three, maybe?
It's a little weird.
It's a lot. It seems like a lot. It seems like we're back here for whatever reason. Mike?
Lashley, like, went after Brock for, like, 3 weeks, and then just went right back to this stuff.
Well, because Brock was gone, he had nobody to talk to.
I know, but it's like, why didn't Lashley like move on to someone else? I don't know.
He's well, I think right back here. I think he loses here, and then he does move on, like
to the Rumble. Maybe. I think both of them are trying to be like number one contenders for the like you know top spots of the Rumble. Just I don't know.
Seth was being a real pest on Raw. He kept bringing up how Lashley lost so many times. His hair was looking really weird.
Lashley's?
No, Lashley got no hair.
I know. Okay.
Seth's... he does have, like, drawn-on eyebrows.
Though. Yeah, his eyebrows have always fucked me up for, like, literally years. I don't know what
don't
it
they
is.
Drawn on?
I'm pretty sure they're tattooed.
Oh, like microblading or something?
No. I'm pretty sure, like some women get their eyebrows tattooed.
That's called microblading.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for
educating
me.
What the fucking time?
This is why you're always talked to, Mike, because you just know.
Yeah, because you say shit like microblading, people are like, wait, what? Holy shit, he must like fucking
know.
Yeah,
you do it to yourself. Just keep your mouth shut.
You tattoo yourself?
No, you do not.
Oh my Somebody God, does. I was going to say, that's a very bad idea.
Somebody does it to you.
Like, what happened to your fucking eyebrows, dude? You look like the shittiest Post Malone ever.
Anyways, I think Seth Rollins wins because that's
Post
the feud.
Post Malone already looks pretty shitty.
Okay, can you stop interrupting him?
For sure. They're building Seth in theory again, so Seth's just going to win.
Oh, there you go.
And Dolph.
Dolph's involved with theory too.
I will say this to you, Mike, the way you carry yourself and the way in which you feel so sure of your opinions, whether they're right or wrong, you just believe them 100%, you sound like the guy behind you. At the wrestling show. So I wonder if there's a guy who
Except
you were...
Some things that I say are correct.
Except, I bet the guy says something to you, you're like, wow, what an idiot that guy must be. And you tap the guy's shoulder in front of you, and you're like, you'll never believe what the guy behind me just said. And he's like, why is this person talking?
I'm trying not to talk to any stranger.
Yeah, you should have freight trained the whole fucking section, dude, and then you could have gotten out of it when everybody else is talking.
Yeah. No, I was trapped. There was nobody else.
That's not true. You, listen, part of me feels like you wanted to be in this situation.
Fucking Heather, the right? little one, so.
Part of me feels like you wanted to be in this situation.
No, I promise.
It feels kind of avoidable, but every time.
How
like,
is it avoidable? The man is behind me and he keeps tapping.
Hey. Don't touch me, man. I'm here with my kid. Just leave me the fuck alone, all right? Thanks, man.
And then, yes, make it like, a comfortable situation for everybody.
Yeah, I have COVID.
Then,
fuck off me, dickhead.
They'd be like, why the fuck are you here?
I'd be like, because I have immunity. Back the fuck up.
That's not good.
Is that bad? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it might not be real still. I'm not sure. Everybody was yelling for a while. The Usos were Sheamus and Butch. Getting rid of the fucking dead weight there. Undisputed tag team titles. Who you got? Who you got? And how's it shake out? JK, we know.
So it was supposed to be Drew and Sheamus, but Drew's injured. Yeah. So they got Butch in there. But it should be a fucking awesome match, obviously. But it's just very blatantly obvious that the Usos are going to win.
Yeah. It'll be a fun match.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
it's just, you know, it's what it is. BJ?
Yeah, I'm just, what, like... I guess my thing is I'm wondering, like, what the plan even was with Drew if he was in there, because, like, we did War Games. Y'all fucking lost. And we're just still doing this.
Yeah, because I told you, if you notice, what's the calendar say? Like, you got a calendar right next to you? Right at the top of the month. What month is it?
12.
It's time for fucking Christmas street fights.
It's called Holdover City. We're in now Holdover.
I get that.
After Thanksgiving and before the January 1, what was it? The December 27th, day one pay-per-view? What was that?
It was on
January 1st. It was just the first Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's great.
Idiot. I don't know. I just think this is Holdover City time. To expect anything less during this time is foolish.
Yeah, but you could do holdovers with people, with different people, and not the ones
they
that
just
you just
don't
had
care
with.
Around this time of year, dude. I don't know what to tell you. They really don't. They never have.
Can I be honest? I don't really care around this time of year either.
Yeah, hello. There's a reason. None of us do. We're all, hello. Ding dong. Hello. But yes, so let's talk about anything else about WWE. I'm highly disappointed by what they've done with Bayley. I think that of all the things that have happened since Triple H took over, I think the damage control bit is probably my most disappointing, because I really expected them to be. I expected more continuity. It doesn't feel like the change was as drastic as it initially felt it was going to be. And then now we're here, and it's kind of like a mix of how it used to be with the mix of how NXT used to be, and we're kind of finding our identity, trying to find our way still. So
it's a difficult situation with Bayley, because, like, I didn't want Bianca to lose the title, but then you have Bayley lose all these title matches, and damage control doesn't look credible because of it. So I think they should have had Bayley doing something else before she went after Bianca, because... they just kind of killed her credibility that quickly.
And she's great on the mic in the group, but the whole group itself feels like it's just like a bit of a mismatch. I don't know. I just don't feel like I have not felt. I saw Damage Control. I saw the pieces of Odd, and I was like, this is a slam dunk. And it hasn't been. Mm-hmm. And that's weird.
Sometimes they don't work together, I guess.
Yeah,
but
it's weird. I don't know. But yeah, overall, Raw's still very long. I have a very hard time. I tried to watch Raw live last night because I was sitting with my wife. We were watching.
I always do. It's a horrible, horrible experience.
No, I watched it the next day. But I was watching Christmas Light Fight, and it was
amazing. Oh, I love that show.
It's a great show. Fun, great,
oh
absolutely.
My God.
Mike,
to catch up on it.
Mike,
never seen
you watch
it.
That
Mike,
show?
Mike, never you like Christmas it. Lights? Mike, because you love it. It's basically they just go around the country, find the most killer fucking light displays, and then they pick four of them, they highlight them for an hour, and then they pick a winner.
Bro, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really
one
cool.
of the most fun shows.
And they got
to
great.
Watch
you steal so many good ideas for. I have stolen so many ideas
some,
from my house.
Some of these houses are just absolutely insane.
Some of them are awful too. Some of them are so tacky and that. Like. I'm not gonna say they're Italian, but you can tell how you can tell how fucking over the top they are, how gaudy they are. I just hear just
like in the Grinch.
Every time the fucking box opens and this big like fucking ornate fucking clown comes out, it's like, well, forget about it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those kind of guys. But it's a great show. You'll love it. What were we talking about?
I have no idea.
That's perfect. No, we weren't. Definitely not.
I'm not talking about this.
Yeah, Christmas Light Fight. I'll review every episode. NXT.
But you were talking about how Raw is horrible to watch.
Yeah, so I watched it a little bit live, and with the commercials, it's just unbearable. It's just so drawn out. Like with football, there are momentous moments throughout the whole fucking game where it makes it exciting. And this, they're so far. Few and far between that it's hard to fucking.
That depends on what football game you're watching.
Yeah, that's fair too.
If you're watching a Broncos game, that's just as bad as Raw. Worse, actually.
I hate Russell Wilson. I'm so glad
fucking 12 years or whatever.
He's getting what he deserves now, dude. And he was never the player everyone thought he was. Doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
You see, like, the gag that keeps going on? They're like, Russell Wilson still doesn't have as many touchdown passes as he has bathrooms in his house. And a guy gives, like, a weekly update.
That's really funny.
I saw that Peyton, like...
You saw her?
Yeah, Peyton's like first game in 2013.
Seven touchdowns.
Yeah, Russell only has seven touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. He sucks. I can't like the offense. Listen, the offense is legitimately broken, and they need to fire that coach like yesterday. But with that said, Russ stinks, and I love to see it. I love to see it. NXT deadline
is great. I mean, the whole offense blows.
NXT deadline preview: Bron Breakker versus Apollo Crews. Bron Breakker wins, right?
Yes.
But
I would like to see Apollo Crews win here. Remember when they surprised us with Dolph?
Yeah.
I don't think it happens here though, because I don't think they're calling up Bron right now. I think that's more like a post WrestleMania call up. So I would think that Bron just wins. But this match should be fucking incredible. Like Bron Breakker is just like a physical freak. Apollo Crews is a physical freak. They could do some crazy shit. So. This will be the best match of the day, that's for sure.
I agree.
What if it's Bron?
No, of the day.
Oh, of the day. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
What if Bron...
I told the truth.
Bron Breakker. What if Bron Breakker is the one who beats Gunther?
What if he teams with Braun Strowman?
Bron and Braun.
He already beat Gunther in NXT. So.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of referencing back to that a little bit. I think that, like...
You had no idea.
He could come into... Ignorant. He could come back in and
I'm referencing back to this thing I don't remember.
Royal Rumble. He could take out Gunther and then get dumped or something, and then you build a secondary feud from that. I think he does come up.
I do think he shows up in the Rumble
I can see him in the Rumble, but I don't think he gets an official call up till after Mania.
These Iron Survivor Challenge things make me sick. This is so stupid.
I complained about this last week.
I hate it. I absolutely fucking hate it.
I would maybe wait to see how the matches are before.
I would say this. Well, okay, says the person who fucking does this shit all the time to every company that's not WWE.
This is
Impact Wrestling.
I say it's a good match.
This is TNA.
If I see a match that sucks, I say it sucks.
When I had to struggle watching Shawn Michaels and his wonky eye try to explain this fucking match to me in some of the most incoherent. He sounds like fucking I'm not gonna say anything. He doesn't sound good.
You
doing
sound
it.
When you talk.
I sound great, and I'm not okay. paid. I'm not paid. I paid literally nothing to do this. So you know, Shawn Michaels is out there with a shitty hat and a shitty eye, looking like an asshole.
He's everything you wish you could be. He actually gets deer when he goes hunting.
Yeah, because he probably pays. Yeah. He probably pays money. He probably pays money to fucking shoot him on a fucking thing. He found God only when he cheated on his wife, and now he says, "Oh, God gets me out of it. God gets me out of it."
There's literally never been any talk of him cheating on his wife.
Yeah, because they solved it through God.
Okay. Well, if God said it's fine, then what are we
to
say?
He's not real. He's not real, so it's whatever.
Well, to some people he is.
Yeah. BJ, speaking of fools, BJ?
We didn't even pick
who. What am I supposed to be talking about?
Who you got has a shake out with the Iron Survivor Challenge for the men? It's Carmelo Hayes, JD McDonough, Grayson Waller, Joe Gacy, the wild card, which is either Von Wagner, Axiom, or Andre Chase. This blows.
I'm going to go with Carmelo Hayes.
Carmelo is the only redeeming quality about this.
I like Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller's fucking awesome. And Joe Gacy is exactly the type of person you would like, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Joe Gacy is CZW. Joe Gacy CZW through and through. He's good.
Carmelo Hayes will win, though. That's what was my prediction last week. And we're overdue for Bron Breakker versus Carmelo Hayes with Melo winning the title.
Yep. That's where I do see it going. He's
I guess my question then, Mike, is when is this title shot going to happen? No, wait until WrestleMania every season, right?
Maybe February is their next pay-per-view.
They don't
that's
have
a long
time. They
don't
have a Royal Rumble show?
No.
Yeah. That's a really
I mean, it's
time
like a week
for
after the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
They could just strip.
That's not that long to build.
Zoe Stark versus Corey.
What did you say?
They could just strip him of the title.
Oh.
If he comes up to the main roster.
They're not going to do that.
I didn't think they would. Again, I think Carmelo. I agree. I think fucking Carmelo Hayes is who beats Bron Breakker.
That'd be great. I'd rather Carmelo Hayes come up before Bron Breakker, if I'm being honest.
If I'm being honest, I would take them both in the main roster.
I'd
rather
run with the title first, though.
Let's go to the women's side. Zoe Stark versus Cora Jade versus Roxanne Perez versus Kiana James versus the wild card, which is either Fallon Henley, Indy Hartwell, or Wendy Chu.
So I had thought that maybe Nikita Lyons, but she's not in this, so maybe they're saving that for down the line. The only one that really makes sense to me would be Roxanne Perez is the ultimate babyface against Mandy.
Makes sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of people liking a lot of Cora Jade right now. I know they don't want to go heel versus heel often, but I could see them doing it.
She's really good, but I don't see her winning this.
She's fine. She's pretty mid, too, I think. I think that it's another one where she's a little
definitely
bit
good. Roxanne's obviously top-notch in the ring, so.
Yes, very much so. Roxy, you mean?
Roxy? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, yes, that's right. You wouldn't know anything about that.
Roxy!
You turn on the red light.
Are you going to watch?
You
on
mean
Saturday?
Final Battle?
He's not
no,
going to watch.
Are you going to watch
on Saturday?
I'll watch on Saturday. I'll watch both of them.
I'll watch NXT. You're probably not going to watch Final Battle.
No, I'll watch.
What a cuck. I like how that you're much closer to admitting all your bias now. Like, no other company has a shot as long as, you know, you're a WWE mark through and through.
ROH, AEW's version of ROH is fucking nothing. So, why would I want to invest any time in that?
Because there's a lot of talented people there who are going to put on some really great matches.
With no meaning.
I mean, you say that, but you watch these matches on Raw and SmackDown that mean nothing leading into them, and then by the end, you're, like, really invested in the storyline. So let me get this straight. So you don't watch, when you're just watching college football, and you're like, I don't know who these two teams are, but they're putting on a hell of a game. You're not going to watch and enjoy it?
I'm not going to watch a college football game I don't give a shit about.
Okay. You're stupid. You're genuinely stupid.
Watch something.
Anything else about WWE or NXT or anything else here? Nothing. Great. Patreon poll results, BJ.
For those that don't know, every month, first of the month, we put up a poll on patreon.com/ringrustradio, and this month's poll was, what was the best show from November? Got WWE Crown Jewel, AEW Full Gear, WWE Survivor Series War Games, or other? Leave a comment. What do you guys think?
AEW one.
No, that's definitely not it. I'll say Crown Jewel.
Oh, well, Survivor Series won.
That was my second.
Recency bias, disgusting.
Full Gear came in second.
See?
And
unbelievable.
Tied for last was Crown Jewel and Other.
Wow.
Leave a comment. We got some comments here. Clint Williams says, the hug trumps all. I also don't watch AEW and don't remember much from Crown Jewel. My instinct was Crown Jewel is better than War Games.
That's what I think, too, and that's why I picked it.
Alice Contreras, in all caps, I'm not fucking screaming this, says, you sit there and thumb your crown jewels and you say your full gear and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your song. Talk about John 316. Regal 316 says, War Games.
Nice.
Aiden Tom Lavis says, what about New Japan Pro Wrestling Historic X-Over? It even had Donnie's girl, Momo Watanabe on it. Still, it's War Games.
Oh, yeah, Momo.
Here comes
Momo. Why not Momo?
It's great. Here comes a monthly Russell rant in 3, 2, 1. The very next comment is from Lightning Lynx 89. I did not read this, so nothing's vetted yet. AW Full Gear by
I'm going to jump in real quick and just tell you from now on you need to vet these because he can get off.
And he's such a fake. Why is he saying AW Full Gear by Country Mile when he's supposed to be like a fucking Japanese wrestling fan? But I digress. He's a real melts.
The Gun Club and Acclaim storyline has been the best storyline all year. I would gladly scissor and let Anthony Bowens fuck me from sunset to sunrise.
What the fuck?
I'm glad I didn't vet this yet.
At least he's admitting it.
Fuck out of here with Sami Zayn hugging some Samoan jabronis. If I wanted to watch a ginger otter fuck and suck some overweight Samoan, then hop over to Pornhub and look for it there.
What? A ginger otter?
What are we doing?
This is about bestiality. I think we cut it off there.
Yeah, I'm walking this off. I don't like your gimmick of just letting him come unvetted because he knows that gimmick and has also started to be like, let's see what. Like,
I mean, I'm the one that said a long time ago that we shouldn't give somebody that alienates a large portion of our listenership platform to say anything.
Well, I will say this to you: you must hate. Freedom of speech. You must live in China. I hope you enjoy it over there. Russ can say these things because what does the freedom of speech protect, Mike? It protects the speech you don't like, not the speech you do like.
You're sounding like a fucking idiot right now.
That's really, no, that's the fun. Listen, that's the foundation.
You just wanted him censored just now.
On our show, I wanted BJ to stop.
Did he want him censored?
Until you could vet the thing. Cause if there's racist stuff in there, or something horrible that
I don't
know.
Well, every week there's something horrible in it.
No, it's just horrible in your opinion. And your opinion's wrong.
Mine's right.
Steeped in unbiased truth.
Well, you agreed with me, so.
So keep reading it, go ahead.
I'll just skip over some things. The only appraisal Survivor Series should get is the heel women's team of Dakota Kai because she's too good to be in this horseshit clown show known as WWE when she should be in Japan doing far better work. Same with Io, who is wasting her goddamn time in the States instead of putting on bangers with the entire star
roster. Banger after banger after banger.
And Rhea Ripley, because goddamn Rhea makes me feel some sort of special way and she can have her way with me.
Good.
Okay. Jason Silva says, Full Gear was a great show. A lot of great matches. Loved MJF winning with the Nux. I voted for War Games, though. Ring Rust?
Ring Rust, great. That was great. I was ready to just accept him picking Full Gear so we could move on to somebody else, but then he did their choice.
Chris Coakley says, War Games, 1,000% the better show. Give me short, sweet, and concise over the marathon that has become every single AEW pay-per-view. Chris Coakley says, one more thing. Imagine calling Finn Balor washed and then praising a show that booked Jeff Jarrett.
Okay, hold on.
Lightning Link's reply is, Jeff Jarrett is a goated booker. I'll take 2004-2009 TNA over any era of WWE. You're living in Jarrett's world, bitch.
Honestly, that's
not... I am very disappointed that you did not include 2002 and 2003 in TNA,
it wasn't the best then. It was still kind of funny this way.
In 2009, it fucking sucked.
That's not... You are incorrect.
No, I'm not.
And you watch your fat, stupid tongue right now.
Why did he stop at 2009 is the bigger question.
Well, we all know why.
The Hogan cutoff, I think.
2011 Victory Road is still my favorite live event I've ever attended, and I've been to 2 WrestleManias.
There you go.
Well,
anyway,
you should say it. Doesn't make it true.
Oh, it is. Look at me. I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Don't want to.
I got to watch Kurt Angle not put over Bobby Roode.
I got to
watch.
Do you remember when Hogan was doing interviews like, I'm not sure if the Roode man's ready?
Yo, it was one of the most disgusting fucking things I've ever seen in my life, and I was there for it.
Some roundabout shit where James Storm got the title and then Bobby Roode beat him. Finally.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Remember when Bobby Roode or James Storm tried to kill Mickey James or did kill Mickey James?
Yes. Pushed her on the train. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
He's all right now.
They're both fine.
Eric Young got murdered last week.
He did. He sure did. So did William Regal. It's like every company who's got a guy they're losing at WWE, they're like, we're going to kill this person.
I mean, this is legit murder, Eric Young.
Oh, I know. Dude, don't forget, that's how they did Allie, remember?
Yeah.
Sue Young literally killed her to death in front of Rosemary.
Yeah, taking pages out of the Lucha Underground.
Good! More should.
Go to patreon.com/ringrustradio to hear the ad-free version of our podcast and retro reviews, plus sign up right now to hear our best Santa Claus ever bracket. Ugh. Don't forget to join us for next month's bracket challenge and WWE Fantasy Season 33.
Did you see TJ McAloon had someone come into his house and decorate his tree?
Again?
He didn't get
our advice?
Nope. Not That's even upsetting. A little bit. He That's sent upsetting. A picture of it, and whoever was running the account that day called him a Christmas cuck. And send it to everybody.
Running what account?
The show account.
Oh, that was you then.
It was not me. I don't go on Twitter.
It wasn't me. I'm not allowed to have the passwords.
It wasn't him. You're like the shitty Shaggy. You're shitty Shaggy. It wasn't him. All right, let's go on.
It's a good song. Mm-hmm.
Scoop, scoop, per sauce. There's a feeling that it's interesting to know. Dirty Busters! If there's something strange in the latest report, who are you gonna call? Dirty Busters! If it's an egregious lie and anonymous is sourced, who are you gonna call? Dirty Busters! I ain't afraid of no lies. I ain't printing a retraction. Dirty Busters! Again! It's time for Dirt Sheet Busting. Mike, I hadn't busted in like 2 weeks, buddy. I need to get it.
I'm here to relieve you. Of all your stresses.
You're going to take this whole... No, God.
And I'm going to do it by stroking you with lies.
If you baseline this now, if they're doing that, I'm going to be pissed off.
No, this is all lies this week. Cool.
Before we get into the lies, I just went on Twitter, because the Usos were voted number one in the PWI tag teams, right? Okay. So they just tweeted an hour ago, a lot of salty-ass tag teams out there, huh?
I saw FTR was crying.
There you go.
They're on TV never, so I don't know how they would expect to win.
I mean, you know why? Because banger after banger after banger.
They can blame their boss, little Tone over there.
They're all doing, everyone's just doing fine.
It doesn't seem like things are going well over there, but okay. This is from Wrestling Observer Radio. Drew McIntyre is injured. Hope you don't want to know the nature or extent of the injury.
I mean, he said it himself that he was dealing with an injury.
Well, here's a report about it.
Okay,
great. Drew McIntyre was scheduled to compete alongside Sheamus for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships on SmackDown this week, but he has since been pulled from that encounter due to medical reasons. During the latest Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer confirmed that the injury is legitimate, although it is currently unknown what the exact problem is for the former WWE champion.
So...
why say it?
Literally, Drew McIntyre literally tweeted that he was injured. I'm sorry, yeah, I can't do the game.
He's just making sure we know injured. It's for reals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't want me. Good.
You're not getting worked, guys.
He's just in the wrestling's in the dark, and he's in there with a flashlight exposing every corner. They're not going to fool you.
Is this for reals? Yes, it is.
He did not call WWE. You're lying.
I know.
He literally looked at it. He saw Drew say, "I'm hurt," and he's like, "Yep."
I'm just joshing you. He would never call anybody. This is from Ringside News. There are multiple ideas for The Rock's WWE return. Hope you don't want to know what they are.
It's like a big deal. That's like an article. I write an article about that. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Ringside News reached out to confirm The Rock's current Royal Rumble status. Even Ringside News is making calls. This is crazy.
Wow. It's also incorrect.
WWE and Dwayne Johnson's camp are still batting around the possibilities. It's like a volleyball. The Royal Rumble will be a big event in the Alamo Dome on January 28th, but that isn't the only time The Rock could return. We were told by a tenured member of the team that, and I quote, there are ideas for The Rock in the Rumble, ideas for Rock not in the Rumble, ideas for Rock to show up elsewhere besides the Rumble.
He's eating green eggs and ham on a train. He's eating them on a plane.
I do not like them.
He's in a house. There is a mouse.
Right now, nothing is etched in stone until a deal is reached. There are a lot of stories going around about WWE's plans, but at this time, any confirmation of The Rock's Royal Rumble appearance is, and I quote, fake news. I talk to the same guy that says that every time. It's crazy. That is not to say that The Rock's Royal Rumble appearance is impossible. So just all these things, and then they say, but it could happen.
Well, they say all the things, and they say, you know, if anyone else tells you that this is happening besides us, they're lying.
By the way,
but it could happen.
Nobody has been confirming The Rock's Royal Rumble appearance. So I don't know why they say any confirmation of The Rock's Royal Rumble appearance is fake news. Nobody's saying that.
Number one.
Everybody's like, maybe.
Getting out in front of it.
BJ, I just need your quick response to this right now. I'm going to say a couple words, and then you just give me a couple words right back. No thought. Ready? Mm-hmm. The Rock is on steroids.
No.
You're lying. You're a fool if you think that's natural. How's the Liver King? Go ahead.
He's on steroids.
So's The Rock.
He admitted it.
Yeah, and so's The Rock.
Really? When did he say he was on steroids? When did he fail a test?
He doesn't have to take tests. He's in Hollywood.
Since when do you hate The Rock?
I don't hate The Rock at all. I just would like him to admit that he's on steroids.
Why are you trying to drag his name through the mud?
I just want him, me and Joe, because Joe Rogan knows, man.
Joe Rogan! He knows nothing.
That's not true. He admitted that he was on steroids, too.
He knows he was on steroids, yes.
And a Liver King, too.
All right. Says this from Wrestling Observer Newsletter. AEW discussed multiple ways to write William Regal off TV.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you don't want to know what they were.
Dude, this is weak. This week of just not knowing. They're just saying things, and there's nothing to this. What are we doing here?
It's like, oh, yeah, for literally everything. Ideas, yeah, were discussed about it. What were they?
Yo, the Eagles are working on a draft plan.
Yeah, what is it?
Y'all wide have receiver. To find out.
Oh.
No, don't saying the word wide receiver is too much information. That's not what's happening. They're literally just saying, dude, I can't wait to find out with you, huh? It's like, no, it's not how this works. It's not how reporting works.
Regal was effectively written off AEW television. According to the latest Wrestling Observer Newsletter, there were a couple of other plans to write Regal out of AEW that were ultimately nixed. Here's the quote. There were different ideas debated, including one favored by a number of key people, although all ideas were that MJF would end up as champion. They used this before about the finish to the MJF match, talking about favored by a number of key people. So I feel like Meltz is like planting the seeds of like, cause him and Tone have been feuding a little bit, like, oh, he's losing control and like, people want something, and he wants another thing.
There is 100% an agenda against AEW management at this point. Between CM Punk's camp talking about how they're immature, and then people piggybacking off of that, EC3, he's the one who just said the whole thing about fucking William Regal. Nobody wanted to listen to William Regal's
advice. He's controlling his narrative, brother.
And yeah, he's controlling a lot of fucking. He's controlling the fact that his fucking steroid belly ain't making it to any big fucking companies anytime soon.
Wow, so you've turned out EC3 because he talked shit on AEW. That's crazy.
First off, it was substantiated that's not true. So I don't like that he's making up lies.
Substantiated by anybody.
It was 100% substantiated by some. William Regal has now addressed the situation. You didn't see him talk about it?
No.
Google that, BJ, real quick.
Because I don't think that happened. Mm-hmm. Others were also for Regal to turn with him on Moxley, and then he turned back to set up MJF versus Danielson to set up his leaving.
That's a terrible idea.
Turn and turn back. That's called the Big Show idea.
Yeah.
Others were not so heavily involving Regal, although they still felt they needed to write him out. There were just different explanations of how to end up in basically the same direction, with MJF as champion, Danielson as the next contender, and Regal out of the picture.
Well, here's what I heard, and this is legit. I heard that Regal, he just wants to be with his son and behind the scenes. So,
he's like,
I'm leaving, guys, and they're like, okay, we got to write
you. Best buddies with Triple H, and he never would have been fired if the shit wouldn't have went down with Triple H.
Yeah,
so.
And what we had with AEW was a spur of the moment thing. They took advantage of. Great on it. Honestly, great on everybody. He gets to go be with his son and be behind the scenes like he'd loved before.
This next one's from Elv. Alf doesn't seem to know how contracts work.
He doesn't seem to know how a lot of things work.
Agreed.
Where's the clit? He hasn't found a clit in 15 years.
The what?
Huh? What? I didn't say it. He did it.
On a recent he watched South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, mm-hmm. like hoping they would reveal the secret, and they never really did.
It's a feel thing. There's no science to it, bud. You gotta just, it comes with, you know, 10,000 hours, you become an expert. You know what I mean?
On a recent episode of Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez speculated on Regal's future, saying the following about Regal's apparent exit angle on Dynamite. I don't know what is going on with William Regal, but this is what I can tell you. So I'm already not going to believe anything he says.
Well, hold on. For the first, when you
That's
just said
how you
that.
Start. I don't
he's
know.
So honest.
No, I was about to say, that might be the most honest thing he's ever said in his entire life as a journalist.
He's going to talk for like a really long time acting like he knows what's going on.
Well, because he's talked to a few people. He's just prefacing by saying like this could all be made up.
I believe, and I was not told this outright, but I've kind of been given the indication, that that was the end of William Regal on AEW on last night's show. No fucking shit. That was writing him off the show. He was beaten up by MJF, he was taken out on a stretcher, and he was taken away in an ambulance. I believe that we are not going to see him again on AEW. He originally signed a multi-year deal that was going to be up in the spring. For the last several weeks, there have been a lot of rumors about William Regal.
Hold on.
No, there have.
Hold on. A multi-year deal that was going to be up in the spring. That's yes. not how years work.
That would have been a year deal.
Mm-hmm.
A one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess if you have like an option, right?
He came in like March of last year. So, or this year rather, earlier this year. And he said there's been a lot of rumors about William Regal. Well, he never said any of them.
Nope,
nobody
not,
ever
no,
said
no, I knew not that he was leaving until he was gone.
It started a little bit before that, but people really started talking about it when they did the segment after he turned on Jon Moxley. Jon Moxley got in the ring, they had the face-to-face, and Moxley told him, walk and never come back. That was 1 week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1 week ago from when he said this.
Seriously, they keep acting like this has been planned for 3 months. It happened a week ago. This is all
shit until that.
Yeah.
He walked. A lot of people believed he was never going to come back. I was not outright told that he was going to come back. But I kind of was given the impression that there would be more with William Regal, said Alvarez. Alvarez continued speculating how Regal could return to WWE if such a move is on the cards. Or in the cards.
Mm.
Again, I want to make this clear. I've not been told outright that he's gone, but based on several things, I believe he's gone. Based on common sense, yeah. He's no longer going to be in AEW. I don't know this for a fact that he's going back to WWE imminently, but this is what I can tell you for a fact. The belief among people within WWE is that when he signed with the AEW, he essentially had an agreement where if Triple H returns the power, he can go back to WWE. Okay. There's no such contract like that. Triple H was never in power. What power did he have? It was Vince McMahon. So did he have a thing in his contract that said, if Vince McMahon gets implicated in a sex scandal, mm-hmm. then I can go back to WWE? Mm-hmm. He had that kind of foresight?
He knew.
That'd be incredible.
That's not how contracts work, I agree.
And Triple H is now back in power. You mean in power for the first time ever. Got it. The belief within WWE is that this is what is going on. He is going back to WWE and was part of an agreement that he made when he signed, and Triple H is now back in power, and so William Regal is returning. Whether this is the case, we will, I'm sure, find out soon enough, said Alvarez.
I learned nothing.
No.
I learned less than nothing. I hate hearing
he had
his
the
voice.
Old. He had the old, if Vince has to retire thing in his contract.
Yeah. I mean, listen, do I think he had something in the contract that allowed him to get out of a deal? I mean, obviously, yeah.
Sure.
I think there's definitely something
to be said. I think he did have an opt-out. I think it had nothing to do with if Triple H comes into power.
Mm-hmm. I think he prefers to be there right now because that's where his fucking son is, and that's where he said it in the last interview on the Gentleman, what's his name? The Gentleman Caller? What's his name? The podcast name? He said that the travel was getting to him. So fucking why wouldn't you have that?
Yeah. By the way, a lot of contracts in sports got an opt-out clause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very common.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that. I'm Brian Alvarez.
Okay, good. Let me explain sports to you.
Looney Tunes. First, start with Looney Tunes. We'll get to sports.
You ready for the coup de grace?
Please, double
stop. That wasn't it.
No? No? Okay.
No. This is from Steve Muehlhausen of DAZN Wrestling.
DAZN, like the one yes. that does like fucking Canelo's fights.
Yes.
Okay.
So
is it? So hold on a minute.
It's called the Zone.
D-A-Z-N.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know it was...
At first, when it first came out, I thought it was like Days In.
That's what I thought it was. That's what I thought it was.
But no, then I eventually heard like people like saying
the Zone.
Gotcha.
That's terrible. Very stupid.
Oops.
I never would have seen this because I don't know of Steve Mühlhausen, but old Skeener sent it my way, and One thing at a time.
First off, Mühlhausen, good name. Hardy last name. Thick-ankled, I'd imagine.
He sounds like he's from Wisconsin.
Yes, he does. He sounds like he could lift a... giant stone ball onto a podium.
He was a seven-footer for the University of Wisconsin basketball team who could knock down threes, and then the Bucks took him in the second round.
Yeah. No, he also was a fucking... He sounds like a Jürgen Kirgenshergen. Yes. So I'd like to say this. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Is this a respected journalistic bastion, Mike? What would you consider DAZN's editorial side?
I would have thought maybe DAZN would be a little bit above like a normal dirt sheet because it's like an HBO or like a Showtime, like a pay-per-view service.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like I didn't even know they had like editorial articles.
Yeah, me neither. Well, here it is.
Are they looking for a writer?
Maybe. Well, after I read this, Steve Mühlhausen is going to be ruined. there's a lot to the AEW/Regal story. Hope you don't want to know literally any of the details.
Okay.
And I'm telling you right now, don't blink. Don't, like,
okay.
Shut your ears.
I'm ready. Hold on. BJ, you ready for this?
No.
BJ, look at me. Look at him. Then look at me again. We're ready. Let's do this.
Ready?
Go. Yep.
Source! There's a lot to the story involving William Regal that isn't being told. That's it.
Okay.
Source in all caps?
Is this on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. Can you click on it?
Source in all caps. There is a lot to the story involving William Regal that isn't being told. I thought maybe there'd be a follow up.
I'm waiting for the thread. There's obviously a thread here of seven to nine.
And then people like replying like, okay.
Okay, check his account. He's got obviously some follow up tweets.
No, doesn't. I did.
I feel like there might be more to that story.
I wish there was more to that story. Particular.
That's sad. What has become of our fucking
our
beloved,
noble sport?
Our noble sport. Our beloved fucking industry. The fucking wrestling journalism is it's all such poop now.
And we saw this over a decade ago.
We did. The problem is now it's not just wrestling journalism, it's just journalism.
I feel like they get called out a lot more than they did 10 years ago.
Well, because I think everybody's a little more like, I have to use the term woke to their fucking bullshit, though, but they are. They're just more aware that they are lying constantly and always for money. Mm-hmm. They're like fucking OnlyFans men and women, but they're like fingering you with knowledge. But that's not true, though. And you're still feeding them money.
Before this show started and I got back into wrestling, I would sometimes check on like line up to like on message boards and people would be talking about like.
Hold on, real quick. What were the websites you frequented when around that time or younger? NoDQ.
NoDQ
is a great one.
Raja.
Raja, yes. I used to call that one the fucking virus site because I constantly get fired.
Yeah. ProWrestling.net was one for a while. I don't even know if that still exists.
ProWrestling.com almost was a great website if they made the right decisions.
No, it's .net. but I would always see like the discussions and they'd be like, oh yeah, Dave Meltzer said this. And I always think to myself like, why the fuck do people believe this? Like,
I didn't think about it, honestly, because Dave Meltzer was just not even a thing.
I didn't think about this during the Attitude Era or anything like that, but I took a lot of time off, got back into it like 2009, 2010, and I would see these reports, and I'm older and wiser at this point. I'm like, people buy into this shit?
Yeah.
And that's why I felt we need to educate people about why you don't buy into all this shit.
So you're like a martyr.
No, because I'm not falling on a sword or anything here.
Well, you act like you are. You put yourself up on a cross pretty good.
I think we're helping people.
BJ, how we do?
You got your cops, you got your firefighters, you got your dirty busters.
You got your ditch diggers. We're ditch diggers. That's all we are. It's dirty little ditch diggers.
Yeah.
How'd we do, Mike? I'm sorry.
Wow!
I'm over the bloodline. Legit.
That was weak.
Stop it.
Think of nothing better on a Wednesday night to do than watch TNT ignite from Dynamite. It's all elite. Ain't no competition cause they can't be beat. Every week use a square circle to make a masterpiece. Check out the pudding cause the proof is in it. They've blown the roof up off the biz and taking wrestling to the newest limits. Super villains out here super kicking fools up in their face until they lose their taste and every single tooth is missing. I know you're used to minutes at this part of the show, but they're better than everything and you already know. So listen up, pipsqueaks, I'm cutting this slick speech. Just pay attention to see what happened this week. It's all this week, this week, this week, this week, this week, this week, and all elite. It's this week, this week, this week, this week, this week, this week, and all elite.
Dead sheet buster. No, it's not. What time is it? It's time of this week. This week. This week. And all I was confused because we fucking talked so much about William Regal in the last segment that
is it because you were playing the lie in this segment like the dirt sheets do?
No.
No.
No. Okay. Not me. Not me. We'll talk about Regal real quick first, and this is just from what I heard. I hate to be a fucking real Brian Alvarez over here, but the truth is that when, from the person that I know who does stuff with AEW.
Oh boy, here we go.
Loosely.
Mm-hmm.
Third party.
Mm-hmm.
Regal was not there a long time. He was never, never intended to be there a long time. Tony was like, hey, you're not doing anything. You know, I don't think Regal expected to go back to WWE because no one in their right mind would have the foresight to think that Vince McMahon would be involved with some sort of sexual
scandal. It was the Santa
scandal.
Claus.
Yeah, but it was this fucking dirty Claus. You know what I mean? Cause it's fucking, he's a dirty little boy. So Tone took advantage of the time he had with him, and now Regal wants to be off the road. He's talking about his medical concerns. He's talking about the shit that he's dealing with. His son is in NXT. It's an easier schedule. He lives in fucking Florida. Like, all these things point to exactly where he wants to be. And whatever he wants to do, man, he's one of the best. The only thing I want to say about this is that you saw the report too, Mike. That was EC3 came out and said that, oh my god, he fucking hates that. And fucking everyone has rebutted that, saying that everyone was like under his learning tree. Regal
no,
straight.
That's not what was said. Because Brian Pillman Jr. commented on that. And he said, not entirely true. Some days there would be 10 people huddled around him learning. Some days it would just be me and Wheeler Yuta and Lee Johnson. So that does kind of underscore a little bit of a problem. There shouldn't just be 3 people wanting to seek advice from William Regal.
But I mean,
so,
that could be, he could be talking about it. Hold on.
But
no,
I'm not saying, it doesn't mean that nobody ever wanted to listen to anything that he wanted to say. But it does mean that maybe people aren't as willing, some people aren't as willing to learn as they should be.
That's what you got. Not the fact that fucking, you know, he was just at catering and fucking these 3 nerds won't leave him alone.
That's what you're going
That's
on?
What you, no, but I'm just seriously, like, what do you expect? He's constantly followed by a fucking, like, a crowd of people trying to learn from him?
No, they said, like, in
people
the
go to the
ring.
Gym. People go to the
You
fucking...
would be in the ring and just, like, available to anybody.
Dude, you're I think people are looking for fucking problems here. I can't wait, because Regal speaks, and he speaks honestly. I can't wait to hear him speak about all of this, because you know
he's
he
not
going to
talk shit on AEW. He doesn't
talk
shit
about... Of course he's
not,
because I don't think he has a
just
reason
like he didn't
to.
Talk shit about
they just let him get out of a contract, I'm sure of it. Oh my goodness. So yes, but I'm happy that we had Regal on TV for that time, and I hope that he's back to being at least a GM in NXT. He can do his thing. You know, just do the spots every once in a while.
No, main roster.
I don't think he doesn't want to be on the road. He keeps saying that on his show. He's
whatever
like,
he
I
wants
don't want
to
be
do,
on the road.
He's an asset. Whether it's on screen, he's mm-hmm. fucking awesome. Behind the scenes, teaching people and scouting talent, he's clearly fucking awesome.
Yep.
Like, you gain so much from having him. Like, that was a huge loss for WWE and a fucking stupid thing to do to release him. And now it's a huge loss for AEW to be losing him back to them.
Well, honestly, to me, I feel like it was borrowed time. They never should have had him in the first place.
Because
he never should have been released.
Yeah, exactly. So anytime you get, I think his intent was like, I'd go back if they let me, and then fucking, he's like, AEW, I'm just good. Cause like I said, he said on that Gentleman Villain podcast, which is very good. He is just very good to hear talk. I love him. My only thing that I'm devastated by, which I did love, Excalibur talking about it, is Excalibur sounds like the most jaded lover in the entire world right now about fucking William Regal. He's destroyed, and I will always miss that.
The mask is never gonna get to get hit on again.
I will say this:
it was AEW's Saturday Morning Slam.
It really is. It's very true. Somebody made a whole montage of everything they ever said to each other. It's like 11 minutes long, and it's well worth your time.
Wow, that's amazing.
MJF punches him in the back of the head. And William Regal's selling it like he just got killed. William Regal went so limp.
You know, bro, it's his own thing. He's got to sell it.
Yeah, it was like BJ in Orlando. Couldn't be limper. And then Daniel Bryan is going to kill MJF. He's going to kill his head off.
Well, he's not going to kill him at all. He's going to lose to him.
Yeah, he's gonna beat the fucking piss out of him for most of that match and then lose at the very end with brass knuckles, probably. Also, tell me how Bryan Danielson and Dax Harwood was an awesome, hard-hitting fucking TV match. Tell me it. Tell me that.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it. Very wrong. Very stupid.
What was the reason for it?
Because Dax Harwood is furious that he's not being booked. And he thinks
Harwood.
He thinks the BBCs are really fucking him over. Thunder Rosa had an interview I saw, and she said that she's just starting to like run and like do 2 pound weights.
Damn.
So I don't know. I'm sorry I didn't get that injury report from Brian Alvarez and them about that.
Wasn't worth reporting.
They hate Thunder Rosa
because Britt Baker like rumored to have like heat with her or whatever, so everybody kind of turns their back on Thunder Rosa because she's like the pet project of Tony Khan. Britt Baker is.
Well, I mean, I think that, what, from a fan perspective or from what?
No, like a normal fan who was not unhinged, no, but like one of the really unhinged ones, which there are many.
So the guy behind you?
Like you.
Yes, you probably would think that, yeah.
But he's at a WWE show.
He's just diehard, man.
Yeah. Jade Carr, I just wrote this down here. There's no real reason behind it. Well, there's many reasons behind it. Jade Cargill is amazing.
The
money bodysuit is something to behold.
She's one of like the few things I really like about AEW.
Yeah, I wish they would like do good feuds with her, like put her in actual positions to succeed in the ring.
I mean, she's on TV all the time. She's getting great. She's getting mainstream
success. Not good
feuds,
not good matches.
It's great. I'm loving it. I'm fucking loving everything about it.
She's got incredible star power.
BJ, you want to run through this real quick so I'll eat this hot dog?
Listen.
Eat this hot dog? Was that a euphemism?
Yeah,
No, I have a legit hot dog.
Is it a foot
here.
Long?
No. What do you put on your hot dog, Donnie?
It's on white bread and it's mustard and ketchup.
Wait, it's on white bread?
Yeah, we didn't have rolls.
Oh my god.
That's not bad. I mean, listen.
That's a four dog.
Yeah. I've been there though, Donnie. I understand what you're going through.
Ketchup does not come anywhere fucking close to my hot dogs.
Really? Mustard does not come anywhere close to my hot dogs.
Oh, mustard is, you live in New York City?
I'm not a mustard person.
People would be so pissed at you.
That's fine.
Say that on the streets.
I really don't care.
Hey, you in there? You in there talking shit about mustard?
Mustard and relish.
Yo, hey, real quick.
Oh, sorry.
Mike, that's how I know you don't go to New York. I don't go to New York enough. Nobody, yo, look at me. Nobody would care one bit that he doesn't like mustard. They'd be like, whatever, I don't care, get the fuck out of my way.
Half the population probably doesn't like mustard.
They don't care, they just wouldn't care. They watch murders happen, they're like, I have to get on the L.
Laying in the street, they wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you don't like mustard. I really don't like ketchup, to be honest with you.
I gotta be honest with both of you. I like them both, and together we make the perfect team.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same as like peanut butter and jelly.
You're right.
Anyways, Ring of Honor final battle. It's the same fucking day as NXT Deadline.
Mm-hmm. At 4 p.m. for some reason.
It's fucking wild. But the main event, you know what, we'll go up the card. First off here, we have Swerve and Nardwuar.
How do we know where we're going up or where we're going down with this card?
I'll punch you in the face one day for this.
I know, trust me, I know. Swerve and Our Glory versus Shane Taylor and J.D. Griffey.
Ken?
I wish. Shane Taylor is awesome.
He just showed up on the show. That was a Tegan Knox-esque debut.
Who? Shane Taylor?
Shane Taylor.
Yeah, Shane Taylor. He's like, hey, remember when we were a tag team kind of ROH, Keith Lee? We're going to have a match.
Well,
like,
the best part is he's been employed for months and months and months, though. So it's like,
hasn't been on the show.
Yeah, but it's not the same at all.
It's 100% the same.
Not even close to the same.
Without question.
Next one. It's Swerve and Glory wins.
Swerve
and
Glory wins.
I don't know. Shane Taylor's team might win, and then Keith Lee goes with him, because why the fuck is Keith Lee teaming with Swerve Strickland when he walked out on him at the pay-per-view?
They've been doing that, like, the whole time, I feel like.
Bro, it's horrible.
Bro.
This should not be happening.
It's like how we yell at Donnie, but we still have him back.
That has nothing to do with it.
I don't know what it means, but I agree with what he said.
You have no choice in the matter.
All right, next match.
Next up, we have the ROH Pure Championship, Daniel Garcia versus Wheeler Yuta. Didn't we just see this?
Multiple times.
Daniel Garcia.
Average
Dan.
This is the George match.
Dan Garcia.
Danny Garcia.
Believe it or not, Daniel.
I wish it was Danny Garcia.
Daniel Garcia is from Buffalo. Wheeler Yuta.
Danny Garcia has a better physique by a lot than Daniel Garcia.
Wheeler Yuta.
He's a bodybuilder.
From Philadelphia.
Cool. So, well, Buffalo's going to win this one. Sorry to tell you.
I hope Philly pulls through.
But I think ultimately we all lose.
I will say this. The Eagles are going to beat the fucking Bills in the Super Bowl, so that's all that matters.
They should have a 60-minute iron promo off.
Listen, that's not what they're about.
Get
out
the
bike.
Go ahead. They got to burn each other.
Next match, please.
Next up, the ROH Women's World Championship, Mercedes Martinez versus Athena. This could be a match of the fucking night.
Yeah, and Athena's going to win. Because ever since she beat the fuck out of that girl on Dark, that's her gimmick.
That's a good way to change
somebody on Dark. I think Athena wins.
I love Dark.
Stick with Mercedes Martinez.
Next match.
Next up, ROH World Television Championship. Samoa Joe versus Juice Robinson.
Why is that a thing?
Because Juice Robinson was just recently signed, and he's going to win the World Television Championship here, because War Dog is going to beat the fuck out of Samoa Joe.
I think Samoa Joe retains.
Next up, the ROH World Championship, your main event, Chris Jericho versus Claudio, and if Claudio loses, he has to join JAS.
That's what's going to happen, because he's got nowhere else to go at this point.
I agree.
Yep. Yeah, Jericho wins. What do you want me to say?
Hopefully that, like, officially ends the fucking Jericho Appreciation Society and BBC shit.
It's definitely been long.
Been long. It's been bad.
No, it hasn't been bad. It's just been long. It's like the bloodline. It's been long. I'm over it, too. I'm just over it the same way.
It's been long, and it's still great.
It's sort of stupid.
Wait, Mike, who did you say was going to win?
Jericho.
All right, so it's going to continue, though.
No, I think Claudio joins it in that.
Yeah.
BBC is dead.
Well, I don't know. Moxley's probably, like, gone for a while.
Sure, that, but, like, it's going to continue with Claudio and Jericho.
Well, I think maybe he just, like, naturalizes into the Appreciation Society.
He suddenly very much more American. I love a good cowboy hat and
a
good boot.
He can do this.
Yes.
Wow.
Zeb Coulter coming in.
I feel like
that was real Americans. Far better than what we're getting ready to.
Yo, Donnie.
Yeah.
Where are the Briscoes at? What the fuck?
They're not allowed to be on TV.
Yeah,
they said that
on TV.
I know, but this is a pay per view.
Yeah, it's not.
I thought that was like the whole workaround for them. What the hell,
dude? I don't know.
FTR is not on this, and they're the fucking ROH World Tag Team Champions.
Very stupid.
What is the deal? Can you admit? This is just fucking embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. Not good sometimes. I think the cocaine is starting to get to somebody.
That'll happen over
this
time.
It really does. To be honest.
This is a horrible thing.
Yeah, can I tell you? This feels like a sneaking it past me on a Friday Ring of Honor show.
This is true.
Will Ferrell's final battle, right?
You just watch.
You're just like, wait, what the fuck just happened?
Is
that a pay-per-view? Did a pay-per-view just
come out? Will Ferrero versus Beer City Bruiser is going to be on the pre-show.
I will punch you in the face if that doesn't happen now, because I'm so excited.
I feel like Final Battle has been interesting since like 2015 when Styles was there.
That's the last show. I'm ready to go on to you.
Yep.
All right, guys. Fantasy standings and emails time.
No,
definitely not fantasy standings time. That happened last week when you didn't bother to show up.
There's no fantasy standings? It's over?
It's over.
Who won?
This is like your fantasy football league. We entered it 2 weeks before we go on vacation.
Oh, man. By the way, BJ missed the playoffs in that league.
Sure did, because you ended the fucking season early. We all have the same record.
Well, that's good, because Reggie Gill came in dead-ass last in our fucking fantasy standings, and he sucks at the one that actually costs money to win.
That sucks.
Pussy. And Cookie missed, and so did George, too. So all the people who didn't deserve to make it didn't deserve to make it.
Wholly agree on George.
I like George.
I don't like you.
I beat him because my kicker outscored Justin Herbert on a Monday night.
That was insane. It's a weird fantasy year for me.
All right, so what position did I finish in?
You didn't finish yet, but you're in fourth.
No, dickhead, in this one.
Oh.
In the rest of one, what position did I finish in? That's not true. I was right in the middle of the pack.
You lost a lot of points.
You were maybe like 9th or 10th.
All right,
George isn't lasting for that.
RingRossRadio@yahoo.com. Short, sweet, print on what we're talking about. Not exactly what we're talking about. We got emails. I put a lot of work into these.
We got fun emails this week. And last week.
Yeah, man. I put a ton of work. Let's do it, man.
I actually did put a lot of work into
it. Me too. Yeah, are you acting like I didn't?
At least an hour doing
That's honestly sad. That. Yeah, that's honestly stupid.
Between both of them?
I did like 20 minutes at least. That's some good work.
I did like 6 minutes.
No, I definitely approached the hour more.
Can I be honest with you? That's legit.
This is during Raw, bro.
Go write a fucking article or something for us. What is going on?
No, I had to Tony Khan my cards.
This is from Alex and Rusev Contreras. Subject, War Games.
Ayo.
This email is hella late, but give me your version of WWE vs. AEW War Games. Use current wrestlers, can be men's, women's, or both. Thank you for reading my email. Ring Rust! I did both.
I actually made 1, 2, 3, 4 men and a woman on each team.
Okay. Tell us.
I'll go first, yeah. I did Adam Page, Jon Moxley, Darby Allin, Dragon, and Saraya.
Is that Brian Danielson?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have Dragon Lee, man.
Yeah, Dragon Lee is also good. Not quite.
I like Dragon Lee.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Alright, calm down.
Seth Rollins, I like him more than you do. I don't know what to say.
I mean, you may be.
Vince Russo said that Seth Rollins is not special. He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
That was insane.
I know.
I love that everyone
like a four-time
just...
world champion.
Oh, speaking of Vince Russo, so I go on Twitter before when you guys were like talking about their cheats, and someone just has a tweet that goes, RIP Vince Russo. So I click and I'm like, what's going on here? And another person goes, huh? And so someone replies with a graphic, and trending was rest in peace as one, and then underneath it, Vince Russo.
Why?
I think because of Kenny Omega.
Was the RIP for Judge Mills Lane RIP?
Yeah, that's sad.
RIP.
He forgot his death.
Celebrity death match, baby.
You forgot his death.
He forgot his death.
Well, he died.
Well, it's not WWE related, so.
It's wrestling related.
He did appear on like one episode of Raw.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's enough to get him a fucking retro.
So we can retro.
It's not the retro.
Yeah,
huh?
Retro. Retro was the Tyson Holyfield fight from '97.
Yeah, hell yeah. Honestly, awesome. That would be really fun.
Oh, finish your shitty match you were doing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Rollins, Cody, Roman, Brock, and Becky.
I have a lot of those people actually. Cool. I'll do, okay, my women's. Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Bayley, Bianca Belair. Where's Toni Storm, Jade Cargill, Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, Hikaru Shida. That's a fucking drubbing, obviously.
This email said current, so I went with only people currently on the show.
I want people under contract.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not true because we don't know Sasha Banks' status.
It's like a money.
We don't know
issue.
That she's not under contract.
And you don't know that she is. You're literally just proving my point right there. Take her off your list. Say it again, but take her off your list.
I'm basing it off the last thing.
Take her off your list, dickhead. She ain't under contract.
They worked out a deal months ago.
Mel said it was a money issue.
Must be true.
Mercedes Varnado is going to show up and rock the fucking Dynamite stage, baby.
Rock on.
We're going to call her Hi. Mrs. Rampage.
Miss Rampage?
Nobody will see her. She's sad.
Yeah, because she doesn't have any drawing power.
Drawing.
All right, for my men's match, I have Roman Reigns. Sorry.
Do your women's match, you idiot. That's how we're doing it.
For my women's match, I have Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Bayley, and Asuka versus Jay Cargill, Britt Baker, Mercedes Martinez, Toni Storm, and Athena.
So you, let me get this straight. You spent an hour doing these, and you just spent, I could have gone to Wikipedia and done what you just did.
Well, there's another thing we have that I think.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I just want this him to know. No, I just want him to know that it's fucking ridiculous, and now I'm starting to not believe you.
This is 10 minutes.
My men's match is Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar, Cody Rhodes, and Gunther against Jon Moxley, Bryan Danielson, MJF, Chris Jericho, and CM Punk.
Take him off the list.
CM Punk. See, I want on CM Punk. AEW,
take him off the list.
He's still under contract.
Take him off the list.
I wanted CM Punk on there.
Could have had him.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Debated MJF on my team. He didn't make the cut. Same with Sting, unfortunately. I have Jon Moxley, Bryan Danielson, Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, and Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Drew McIntyre, and Gunther. This was a fun email. Thank you. I'm sorry Donnie's an asshole about it.
I wasn't an asshole. I did exactly what he fucking asked.
You're really an asshole.
You're so jealous.
Next
of me.
Email comes so from fucking Matt jealous of me. Bowers of Pain, Donnie. Mm-hmm. Matt Bowers of Pain. This is wrestling and sports. Every once in a while, wrestling promotions bring in sports stars to wrestle. If you could make a card of any sports stars from any time versus any wrestlers from any time, what would you make? Have fun making cards. Can't wait to hear them. Matt Bowers. Matt spent a lot of time on this.
That's honestly very stupid. I'll take the lead here because I know yours is going to be... No, the email's amazing. But the way BJ handled it is obviously stupid for taking that long.
I enjoyed myself. Because I started doing...
Yeah, but I hate that. I hate seeing you happy.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
That's if I'm going to be honest.
Matches.
I did four.
I have 12.
I did four matches.
12 matches.
Okay.
Well, no, here's what I did. I'm not wasting a bunch of time. No one cares what you guys are going to say anyway. So I just did the four biggest stars in Philadelphia sports right now. Joel Embiid, the combination of, Bryce Harper and Trey Turner, Jalen Hurts, and the big star of them all, Carter Hart. And I did them in matches. I'll go first. Joel Embiid against Jon Moxley. A lot of personality, a lot of chatter. Why? A lot of shit talking, a lot of chatter between the two guys.
That's fair.
Harper and Trey Turner against FTR. Bunch of good workers, solid hitters, all stars, MVPs, guys, championships galore. Right here, boom. Mm-hmm. Right there. Jalen Hurts, MJF, both young studs. Both going to change the game for the foreseeable future. I'm sorry, what you laughing at?
Nothing, brother.
Sorry, dude. Yo, I'd rather have Jalen Hurts right now than Josh Allen.
No, you wouldn't.
Can I tell you something? You're telling me how Josh Allen's going to win MVP. Guess what, dude?
Doesn't matter. Jalen Hurts. It matters to win Super Bowl.
Look at you. Look at how you. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a goalpost moving?
By the way, Mahomes is going to win MVP. So.
That's not true. It's not true.
He's on pace for the most passing yards in NFL history.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, and what Jalen Hurts is doing in Philadelphia is unfucking heard of, dude. On the ground, in the air,
eating the fucking worst teams in the league. Okay.
Tennessee Titans were a fucking AFC top contender for years.
I like Jalen Hurts, liked him in college, but he's not changing the game. I mean,
yeah, look at me. Look at me.
He's not doing things that's never been
look
seen
at me,
before,
look
by
at
the
me.
Way. I'm just saying.
He's changing
the game. Again, I like Jalen Hurts, but that's not true.
It's literally everybody who's.
We got Barter Shard against. Can you just tell us?
Darby Allin, because they're recluses.
The recluses or they're reckless?
The recluses.
A recluse is a spider. Or it's a person that, like, lives away from other people.
Said what I said.
Okay.
Mike, you want to go first? You want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm opening with Vader versus Aaron Donald.
They're
going to beat the fuck out of each other.
Nice.
Then I got a little giant versus giant matchup. Andre the Giant versus Shaq. Then I got brother versus brother tag team match. The Creed brothers versus JJ and TJ Watt.
Hell in a cell.
The Undertaker versus Aaron Judge. The result depends on whether Aaron Judge resigns with the Yankees or not.
He's going to
San
Francisco.
If he doesn't, he gets fucking chokeslammed into hell.
He's going to San Francisco. He's taking your hopes and dreams with him. Hey, but guys, good news though. You got Brian Cashman for 4 more years.
Good news. We got Tommy Canely, the reliever, back.
Good. How about, do you have a guy named Jameson Talon or something?
He's a free agent. He's not very good.
He's about to be gone.
He can leave.
Okay, that's they said the Eagles or the Phillies might be interested in him.
Oh yeah, you can have him.
Okay, good. No, I like that. Just asking about a guy first, and your gut reaction is just shit on right away. I'm like, nah.
He's like, he's okay for like small stretches, but he's never anybody that you're gonna want pitching for you in the
yeah,
playoffs.
Yeah, and you can get that guy for dirt cheap in the trade market.
He's like a fourth star.
He's Noah Syndergaard.
He could be your new Kyle Gibson. He's better than Syndergaard. He could be Kyle Gibson.
I don't know. Syndergaard was fucking 7-1, dude. He was a fucking
and he
ace,
had like a
dude.
5.8 ERA.
Not in the playoffs. He gave up one run and fucking two starts.
He pitched like two innings.
Yeah, and he only gave up one run, dude.
And you didn't win.
That's technically a quality. I'll punch you in the face, dude.
Only gave up one run.
8-woman tag team match. Oh, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey, Chris Cyborg, Amanda Nunez, and Gina Carano.
Oh, uh-huh.
You just Googled names. Look at you. You don't know any of those people, dude. What was the third person's name again?
Chris Cyborg or Amanda Nunez.
The Amanda Nunez.
For a very long time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that. You did not. Yeah.
The Rock versus Muhammad Ali. Bianca Belair versus Serena Williams. No holds barred. 6-man tag. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose versus Dave the Hammer Schultz, Tiger Williams, and Bob Probert. Don?
Okay, all right.
Three of the best fighters of all time.
I'll say this to you right now.
Is that what you mean by that?
Dave Brown instead of Probert. Because he stunk.
Wait, who instead of Probert?
Dave Brown.
No. Probert is widely regarded as one of the greatest fighters.
By idiots.
Okay. Fight Pit. Brock Lesnar versus Tom Brady.
Jeez.
There's a lot of angst there. That one's personal. That one wasn't for everybody else. That was for Mike.
In the main event, last man standing, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Mike Tyson.
Nice.
I just don't care about most of those things.
You don't care about most of those things.
What was Muhammad Ali?
You wouldn't
one?
Watch this card?
The Rock versus Muhammad Ali, I'd watch. That's a super interesting one. That's a fun one. Everything else he's
you wouldn't
good
watch
just...
Tom Brady try to fight Brock Lesnar?
This is mid. I thought you said you spent 20 minutes on this.
This
is mid.
You
dude.
Got Carter Hart on your fucking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm basing my show out of Philadelphia. That's who's going to show up. You got mid. You got some cheesy ass celebrity boxing bullshit there. Why isn't Jose Canseco on your list, Mark?
Because
BJ, you spent 40 minutes on 75 matches. Can we get started here?
Yeah, you guys know I Tony Khan this up all the time. I started to do some singles matches, and there are just too many people I want to get on the card, so
just rapid fire
a whole bunch of tag matches.
Cool. Just rapid fire, please.
All right, it's a two-night extravaganza. Nah, you can just step away, because me and Mike had a great time on my 18 matches.
Right, cool. We're running out of time. We gotta go.
We're not. Okay. All right, so night one, your opener, Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt, Shaun White, and Allyson Felix. Versus Kurt Angle, Gable Steveson, Chad Gable, and Ronda Rousey. This is a TLC match for all the Olympic gold medals. Sorry, all the Olympic medals, because Ronda Rousey didn't win gold.
This is so stupid already. I won out.
Gable's going to try so hard because he didn't win any medals.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Your shit doesn't even mean
so
anything.
So he's going to try to get...
That's all right.
It's not. Sorry. He's yelled at. It doesn't make it true.
Kurt Angle had to recruit. Next up, Simone Biles, Lisa Leslie, Mia Hamm, Serena Williams, and Lindsey Vonn. Versus Bayley, Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Bianca Belair. War Games!
This is legit pathetic. What did you go to, like, the top 100 athletes or something and just pick?
That's what you gotta do sometimes.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. This is legit pathetic.
Next up, Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, and Jerry Rice. Versus The Shield and the Honorary Oos. Sami Zayn.
I hate this. I legit hate this. You're just looking for excuses to get fucking Calvin Johnson.
He needs Calvin Johnson on the
list. Next up.
It's because his first name rhymes with his last name.
Are there any normal matches that don't involve a bunch of fucking random people you found on a list or Wikipedia?
This is not random.
You're like Jim Thorpe against...
You're the one that loves Jim Thorpe.
I do, that's why...
the team sports. Gonna have tag teams, okay? Next up, Ronaldo, Messi, Zidane, and Pele versus AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Bryan Danielson, Shawn Michaels. All about kicking.
R.I.P. soon, Pele.
Yeah, big time. Jim Thorpe versus Wahoo McDaniel.
Okay. That's just Native Americans against each other. It's fucked up.
Alright, next up.
Should be him against Tatanka, if anything.
That's offensive.
Next match, Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, Evander Holyfield, and Muhammad Ali.
Boxers.
Versus Evolution, Last Man Standing.
Four random guys. Four random wrestlers. Got
the boxers lose because Mike Tyson just starts gnawing on Holyfield.
I'm starting to get your drift here. You're just like the top Olympians of all time. The top fucking sailboaters. I can't wait for that match.
I think my favorite match is the Olympic one because that was very creative.
It's not creative at all, dude.
It was creative.
It's what happens if you let, like, Lucy, you're like, here's your task, and she's like, I don't know where to begin.
I'm going to put it on my fridge, this match.
I like that.
That is
match.
Such a patronizing fucking thing to do.
That's fine. Next up, the main event of night one is Michael Jordan and LeBron James versus The Rock and John Cena. For night two.
What the fuck are you even
John
talking
Cena
about?
Shouldn't be in there, but otherwise, great.
What are you talking about? What is going on, dude?
Well, what happened, Mike, is I originally had Michael Jordan against The Rock, and then came down to like, oh, I need LeBron, I need John Cena on here somewhere. And so I put him in tag team.
Remember the time they made Wayne Gretzky fucking run against all these fucking famous people, and he just smoked them all?
Speaking of, the opener for night
two. Oh, this
two,
is the hockey one, Mike.
Wait. Yeah, Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, Gordie Howe, and Bobby Orr.
This took him 40 minutes, dude.
He looked at our bracket that we did.
The final four made a fucking four-way team for every sport.
No, I didn't do that. I Googled.
So you took more time. We had the answers for you there.
Versus Bret Hart, Edge, Christian, and Chris Jericho. This is a tag team Iron Man match for the rights to Canada.
Everyone Canadian, okay. I like it.
Okay.
Next up, Tony Hawk, Bob Burnquist, Dave Mira, and Matt Hoffman, and Travis Pastrana.
RIP some of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Yes. Versus CM Punk, Rey Mysterio, Rob Van Dam, Eddie Guerrero, and Jeff Hardy.
Flippy guys.
High flyer. Yeah, exactly. Next up,
40 minutes, though. For real?
It was during Raw, and Raw is very long. Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, Aaron Judge, and Jenny Finch.
So steroids.
The
common thread there is every one of them is on steroids.
No.
Aaron Judge included.
Barry Bonds,
it's baseball legends. Thank you,
Mike. Versus Sting, Randy Savage, Tetsuya Naito, Shingo Takagi, and Alba Fire. Bats galore match.
Okay.
Thank you. Next up.
What is happening?
We have three more matches left. Now, calm down. Derrick Henry, Marshawn Lynch, Ray Lewis, and Aaron Donald versus Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley, Big E, and Mark Henry, Hell in a Cell match. This originally was Derrick.
Man slapping meat.
Exactly. It was originally Derrick Henry versus Brock Lesnar, but I just wanted more people on there.
I will say this to you. Derrick Henry ain't all that.
That's fucking stupid.
I don't know. The Eagles fucking bottled him up.
Well, I mean, because any smart team will just be like, hey, I will stop you and let Ryan Tannehill do nothing. That's what the Bills did earlier this season.
Every team should have been doing that for the past, like, 7 years. Anyways, we have two matches left. Next up, Shaq, Kevin Garnett, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, and Dwight Howard versus The Undertaker, Kane.
The basketball one.
Yes. Mil Muertes, The Fiend. And you know what? We're throwing in almost because he played basketball. It's a 5-on-5 grave consequences match. And
did Bray Wyatt play basketball?
He just Googled 12 stipulations and then he's, like, assigning them randomly.
5-on-5. Basketball terms, Don.
I like it. This is like WrestleMania 2000 when there wasn't a single singles match on the card.
Nope, because your fucking main event is finally a singles match. Tom Brady versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, no DQ. I originally debated Tom Brady with Bill Belichick versus Stone Cold with Vince McMahon, but all of the Vince McMahon stuff, we're going to leave him out.
Belichick would have turned on Brady.
Anyone could have turned on him because Tom Brady doesn't like him. Like, no one likes each other in that match. So, you know what? Tom Brady, Stone Cold, they both DTA to the fucking grave. So go on in solo.
What does that even mean? You just want to say a bunch of words at the end. Don't make no sense.
No, but Tom Brady.
DTA to the end. I'm going solo. What are you saying?
You
did? Holy shit, dude. Oh my god.
I'm gonna put this on the fridge.
He's gonna put it on his own fridge.
Great time.
Ma! Thanks. Ma! Look what I did, huh? She's like, what is it, huh? She's like, I brought you some pasta for us all. Let me see what you got of it, huh? I got you a box of wine because you're sad all the time, huh? What's this? What you do,
box
huh?
Of wine.
Oh shit, look what you did. What the fuck is it? I don't even know what it is. I spent 40 fucking minutes booking this wrestling show for the email section, man. Oh, Brandon, we always thought you were going to be better than this. I'm sorry.
He's a booker.
You guys are assholes. But these were good emails. Asshole. Can we keep these emails coming like this? These were fun.
I really enjoyed them, for sure.
I'm sorry.
Mean. I had fun. I don't care. I enjoyed myself. I'm glad you weren't here last week for the Pokemon.
You know how I believe that you don't care? Because you screamed in my face how you don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care! It's like, I'm sorry.
I don't care.
What's he supposed to say?
Just say I love you back.
I fucking hate you. I wish you didn't show up.
Well, wait till next week.
Christmas song.
Yes, Christmas song. Guys, God bless
you. You have to be here next week, by the way. Yeah. Just so you know.
Doing the Rusty's next week.
Yep. Oh, that's right. What else are we doing?
I can't wait for that one.
For someone who wants to sign up on patreon.com/stringerstudio, BJ, is there something else that's going on now? Next weekend?
Going on now?
The bracket?
What's going on now?
All right. Fuck it. I'm out of here. God bless America. See you next week.
You know Snitsky and Mordecai and Vader and Seven. Vampiro and Gangrel and Daphne and Crimson, but do you recall the palest wrestler of all? Sheamus, the red-haired wrestler, had some very milky skin, and if you ever saw him, you would think he lacks melanin. All of the other wrestlers used to laugh and call him mayonnaise. They always made poor Sheamus dance around with Brodus Clay. Then one time on Monday night, Vinny came to say, "Fella with your skin so white, won't you bro kick Big Show tonight?" Then all the wrestlers loved him. Actually, they're called superstars. Sheamus, the red-haired wrestler, you kick Big Show's giant arse. Then one time on Monday night, Vinny came to say, "Fella with your skin so white, won't you bro kick Big Show tonight?" Then all the wrestlers loved him. Actually, they're called superstars. Sheamus, the red-haired wrestler, you kick Big Show's giant ass.